With the exception of travel and tourism agencies, no small businesses have been hurt more by the coronavirus pandemic than restaurants. That's according to Womply, a software company that manages customer transactions for more than 450,000 small businesses across the country. And the impact on Allentown came hard and fast.
We had a, guess that it was coming, but it was like a punch to the gut.
In 4 days, our business got flipped upside down. We went from 50% to you can't have anybody in your dining room.
Kelly Hall is manager of the Buffalo Icon, Gabriel's Gate. Patrick Ryan is owner of Fat Bob's Smokehouse. Both restaurants are longtime Allentown favorites and were in strong financial standing before the crisis hit, but they're still reeling.
We're not making money. We're staying open to make payroll and cost, and that's it. Like, there's no money being made right now.
We're building our business like one brick at a time.
When Hall says open, she means exclusively for takeout, as per Governor Cuomo's orders. Still 7 days a week, but with earlier closing times than normal. That's meant cutting employee shifts and laying off a few part-time workers, though the Gate has been able to keep most of its staff on board. At Fat Bob's, Ryan was forced to reduce his staff from about 50 before the pandemic hit to just 6 employees last week.
We're a month out, and that's when I let them know like we're actually going to go to a layoff situation. It laid pretty much everybody off unless they were already still working. And now we're at a point where we're starting to rehire some of those people back.
Ryan says he closed Fat Bob's for a few days during the week after St. Patrick's Day for the safety of both his workers and customers. The restaurant is now open for curbside takeout with a smaller menu and during limited hours, Wednesday through Saturday.
And again, now it's planning, like, how are we going to be safe, guys? Like, that's a table, that's your area, right? That's your prep area, that's your space.
Hall says the Gate is also taking every precaution possible.
We're trying to keep the doors open fully when we can so people don't have to touch anything. Pens are used one time and then they're disinfected with bleach.
Bars, meanwhile, have had to entirely close. Dana Scott is a longtime bartender at Nietzsche's, a venue known for its nightly live music that's now helping to promote virtual open mic nights, complete with online tip jars.
I think I would be more scared if I was still open. You know, there is a great comfort to being in my house all the time. That being said, I miss being able to help people, you know, with their problems or anything like that.
Scott also says several of her coworkers are having trouble signing up for unemployment benefits because the state's website has been so overloaded with new claims. Executive Director of Family Meal Hospitality Trust, Jill Gedra, says she hates to see Allentown this way.
It's unprecedented. It really is. I mean, Allentown is where you go to drink your cares away, you know, and see your friends and eat a steak sandwich at the Pink when it's, you know, Saturday night and you went out on Friday night. You know, it's a safe haven.
The nonprofit Gedra leads just formed last fall to support Buffalo's hospitality industry. Now it's pitching in with the Western New York Hospitality Relief Fund, a GoFundMe raising money for direct payments to service workers who are out of a job. Faster than unemployment or stimulus checks, Gedra says the one-time grants of $750 will start hitting bank accounts next week.
I wish we could do more. I feel like, I don't know, words of encouragement aren't going to get you your rent paid. They're not going to buy you groceries. You know, they're not going to do the basic things that we all need to do right now.
As of Thursday, the fund had raised nearly $21,000 of its $100,000 goal. And Allentown, for now, remains more the domain of solo dog walkers than groups of 20 and 30-somethings migrating between bars. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.